overtaken. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. The Apostle Paul is addressing an issue that we face every day in society. A lot of times we see someone publicly struggling with a weakness and we shun them, or we look down on them because we are ignorant of the circumstances that have plunged them into that pit of their life's disaster. We would be pleasantly surprised to note that many of the people that are down and out were doing better than us prior to their downfall, but because they had no one to support them as they fought their mental battle, they just became overtaken. I only pray that we consider the fact that it can happen to anyone tomorrow, even the person who's turning up their nose at that individual today. Dear Lord, remind us that we are not perfect and we are in need of you every single moment of every single day. There are days when we feel obsolete and we forget that we are standing by your grace and as a result of your mercy. Help us never to forget that if not for you, the people who congratulate us would not have anything to congratulate, but rather they would just pity the mess that would have become our lives. So, Lord, thank you. In spite of the fact that I'm not perfect, you still died, and that says I'm worth it. Help me to be gracious and patient towards my brother and my sister's struggle, because the truth is, you were more than patient with me. I'm quickly finding out why my imperfections are still here. Even though I asked you several times to remove them, I can see clearly now that the reason why they are still here is to keep me humble so that I can relate to someone else's struggle. Only help me to consider myself as I deal with others. Here's a piece I call overtaken. I want to talk to you about intentions, but there's something that I might have to mention. Starting with the grace of God that came through ascension, eternal life that means life is lengthened, eternal life that came through the Son, thanking God that the victory is won. Open doors of blessing, no more room for stressing, but be grateful to God that is onward pressing. How do you feel when you're standing? Don't you feel a bit demanding? Because folks don't really understand your personal struggle, and they won't unless they get inside your personal bubble. So please pray for what you don't understand. These days, instead of condemning, please take people's hand. Sometimes you see someone with a drinking problem, it was either that or go back to some killing and robbing. So if you look and you see your brother smoking, just know that his will might be broken. Because little did you know, when you open the can of worms and you follow the trail of smoke, you'll see what provoked him. You may have it all together when you sing, but as for him, it's never a sure thing. And if you knew, you'd just say, poor thing. So sometimes he's stressed and he has a little relapse. The way you have a problem with your ego and you feed that. You feel that? He's just looking for some feedback. Because a lot of time the way his life is going, he just feel bad. So even though today you may not understand his problems, please pray to the Father that he would just solve them. And even though today you may not understand his pain, at least pray that today you'd understand what I'm saying. So before you say he's tired and he's no longer faking, before you sit there with your assumption making, do some note taking, even for the gospel's sake, and pray, because you might just be overtaken. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you.